For years, people in Yakima have been dealing with foul smells, loud noises, and blowing debris from two landfills in the county. Now, the Washington Department of Ecology is helping with a new cleanup plan for those facilities. Correspondent Courtney Flatt reports.
On a rainy day in January, Nancy Lust was watching a truck unload at the Anderson landfill. That's right near her home in Yakima.
So I get out of my car, and the stench, the odor, was just overpowering.
She needed to get away from that smell, she says, and it was pouring, so she ducked into a porta potty.
And I noticed that the air quality in the porta potty was better than the air quality outside of the porta potty, and that was a defining moment for me.
Lust and her neighbors near Yakima's Rocky Creek Road have fought for years to learn more about what's going into the Anderson landfill, also known as the DTG landfill. It's supposed to take construction materials, but neighbors say the facility accepts other trash too, possibly causing fires and extra pollution. Those concerns have drawn the attention of the Washington Department of Ecology. Bella Rebound manages toxic cleanup in central Washington.
We're concerned about the air quality, we're concerned about the odors, and we're concerned about groundwater.
Recent samples showed the groundwater is not polluted, but state officials are seeing evidence of airborne chemicals. Air samples from March found harmful gas emissions escaping from a crack in the landfill at unsafe levels. The officials say those fumes are not reaching residential properties, but part of a nearby hiking trail is closed.
We're confident right now that there's not an immediate environmental threat for people living close by, so the biggest concern at this time is workers and anyone who happens to be passing close by, maybe on trails near the landfill.
That's Emily Tasaka. She's a spokesperson for the Department of Ecology. She says they're trying to figure out the source of certain chemicals within the waste, including benzene, a carcinogen. Then DTG Recycle, the company that operates the site, will submit a cleanup plan. In the meantime, the Yakima Health District has confirmed an underground fire.
There is opportunity for the fire to spread subsurface if there are those channels of combustible materials.
Stephanie Badillo-Sanchez with the Health District says they don't know the cause, but fires can ignite from certain kinds of wastes that shouldn't be mixed in. The fire was still smoldering as of Thursday afternoon. Badillo-Sanchez says they're trying to put it out quickly. In a statement, DTG Recycle CEO Tom Vaughn said they're trying to work with state and local agencies on this. He said they want to, quote, ensure the safety and well-being of our employees, the community, and the environment as we address the situation. But many people are tired of waiting.
Yakima County is becoming a waste ground.
That's Scott Cave with the advocacy group Friends of Rocky Top. Cave points out that a lot of that waste is being trucked in from the west side of the state, near big cities like Seattle and Tacoma.
We're receiving a lot of out-of-county material, and the reasons for that seem to be cheap disposal and kind of lax regulatory environment.
His group keeps track of what goes into the Anderson landfill. Last year, they say more than 70% of the waste came from outside Yakima County, up from about 50% in 2021. DTG is developing its cleanup plan now, as the State Department of Ecology works on its own investigation. It's not clear when either of those will wrap up. I'm Courtney Flatt.